Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the chief priest and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a marriage feast for his son and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the marriage feast, but they would not come. Again he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, behold, I have made ready my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the marriage feast.' But they made light of it and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the thoroughfares and invite to the marriage feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guest, he saw there was a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. There people will weep and gnash their teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I think perhaps for some, especially Americans maybe, this whole concept of a queen is sort of a love-hate relationship. And then I think in other parts of the world too, we just don't have a lot of monarchs today. And it's sort of even a question of sexism. We might say there's an anti-monarchy and anti-sexism atmosphere among many folks today in a modern way. We run hot and cold, at least here in America, about things like English royalty, saying that the monarchy is antiquated and superfluous, in light of democracy. And yet, we Americans seem to love every bit of a new baby prince in England and Downton Abbey on TV. Similar way, there's a great deal of criticism about beauty pageants that are rather sexist shows when they select a queen for her looks and her personality. Whether it's the local homecoming queen or the queen of the county or state fair or Miss America, I understand that this is a rather sexist kind of presentation of women publicly. Yet, nearly every one of our high school senior classes continues to elect a prom king and queen. So we have this question about queen, the title of queen, and the importance of a queen is so ancient, throughout the world. It just kind of creeps into our everyday usage, even. The word queen was right on down to insects, where we find the queen bee of the hive. And sometimes in games and sports like the Queen of Hearts is certainly a very high card in some games. In my family, we have two nieces, one named Regina and the other Sarah. Regina being the little queen in her family, and Sarah meaning the princess, which she is in my brother's eyes. And I think so it is with the church. We come from a long history of language and titles that we try to use to explain really who Mary is in light of our community. Calling her the Mother of God at the Council of Ephesus, or the Mother of the Church even recently in the Second Vatican Council. And certainly Regina Caeli, Queen of Heaven, for centuries we have used these titles for Mary. We have long litanies like the Litany of Loreto, to describe Mary with different titles, and we use the language that secular powers have used throughout the ages. Queen. I suppose Queen Mother would be perfectly fine according to English royalty, since Mary is the Queen Mother of the ruling King, Jesus. And in fact, what other title would you come up with if not Queen, which we don't particularly like? Then what? First Lady? At any rate, what's key to the title and the understanding of giving Mary such a great, great honor? What is the reason for coming up with this title, Queen, for her? Not simply her beauty, as if it was some sort of a swimsuit contest, which we, you know, criticize. Not simply her charm, as in some sort of Miss Universe pageant. No. Mary wins the title, the best title we can come up with, for her yes. Her response to the king's invitation to the banquet, as we heard in this passage from Luke's Gospel. She's the one who says yes. Mary, unlike many people today who don't reply to the, no, don't give an RSVP, Mary did. She gave her RSVP, and she showed up, clothed properly for the wedding, giving herself totally to be the Mother of God, Mother of Jesus, and like no other woman has ever done on earth. For all of us, Mary's holiness and example and commitment makes her number one as far as disciples go, whether among earthly queens or as the Queen of Heaven. As the Gospel says, many, many, many are invited, but no one has RSVP'd like Mary. She's really the Queen for all Christians. Salve Regina.